Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Now, it's a warm, sunny day here in Brighton. I mean, I think many of us might fall asleep on a bench. It's such lovely weather. But I chose to go and visit a darkroom. A community darkroom, before you say anything, Melita, for photography. The Bright Room is a pop-up festival event seeking to reconnect us with traditional photographic processes.
Hello, my name's Eddie Ochier. I'm a photographer, occasional wedding DJ, curator and learning specialist.
So Eddie, I have to say, in quite a few years of doing radio interviews, I don't think I've ever interviewed anyone in a red light dark room before. So tell me, what have we got going on here?
Oh, well, basically, for part of the Brighton Festival, we decided we're going to build a community darkroom and gallery. The idea being that people are going to be invited to come in, take cameras, get film, shoot Brighton.
Film?
Yes, celluloid film. We do believe film's alive and well and serves a great purpose in terms of being to allow people to record their memories of things that matter to them in such a way that they don't sort of disappear in the cloud, as it were.
Well, and also they probably have to think about what they're taking, because my memory is 24 or 36 if you've treated yourself.
Basically.
Images, and that's your lot.
Basically, every participant has 36 exposures to play with. Out of that, they've got a few, you know, all the time they need to sort of take in what they can. But within that 36, you can tell a story. Because every picture that I expect them to put together is as a series, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 36, they have a contact sheet. Those contact sheets are a generic narrative of what they experienced within that time they were taking those pictures. And then hopefully take one picture out of that and stick it on our gallery wall and make that a part of our end of Brighton Festival celebration.
So, and these are black and white photos, are they?
All black and white photographs, all taken on a random series of cameras, some ranging from cult classics from the 70s to really weird 90s Japanese cameras made for golfers.
Now, I have to admit a nerdy interest here, because as a young person, I had a darkroom in the bathroom at home, and I was active in the School Photographic Society, and my black and white self done photos, so I'm really excited at the smell of chemicals down here. But is it a process that other people are a little bit astounded by, because it's not, you know, it's not the norm now at all.
It's so not the norm, and I think people that struggle mainly not with the chemistry but with the darkness, the red light, and they describe it as a womb when they walk in here, and I'm like, okay,
that's positive though, isn't it?
It really is, and I think it is a birthplace or birth in space for not so much ideas but things that happen. You know, the kind of photography I expect people to take pictures of art isn't constructed. It's an unimagined landscape that already exists out there. It's the landscape of Brighton.
So grab what you see, go and take a real photo of what's really happening.
Absolutely, grab what you see and grab what's really important. And yesterday when we had our first set of participants, the one participant that really struck me was a young 8-year-old girl who came with her mother and her father. And she took the weird Japanese camera because it just looked weird and felt good in her hand. And it gave her 72 shots. And I remember her being down here counting every single shot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With absolute pride that she had captured 72 moments of her day. And it made her giggle. She would see something like, you know, "Mummy, I love you," because she took a picture of some random card she saw in a window. Anything. But it made her giggle.
Do you know, I'm remembering now as a child, when you were given a camera, it was like, don't take, because there would be shots of fingers and, you know, random floor. And whereas now, that's just delete.
Exactly.
Whereas today, it's like, well, that captured that moment that you first learnt what a camera did.
Exactly. You those little moments count for everything, because really, in 20 years' time, those little moments become more important, because time. Photography is time. We're in this room, in the red room, cooking time, putting it on paper, putting it in a developer. And also, when we keep those pictures on our fridge, on our fridges with the magnets, over the course of time, they stay there.
Okay, so, but come on, digital means we can take thousands, that we can keep thousands, we can have, you know, photo frames that change photo every 20 seconds. So really,
yeah,
swimming against the tide, is that?
You could argue I'm swimming against the tide, but I've yet to see a hard drive that's 5 years old that still works. Show me one. Every 3 years, you're going to have to migrate all that information. Yes, you're going to have a cloud. But recently, I bumped into a friend of mine who took a lot of pride in telling me, Eddie, when I die, I'm giving my kids my Spotify password and account. And I was like, that's really sweet. When I die, I'm giving my kids 50,000 records.
Talk me through what is in this red and dark room, because actually now it seems quite light. I've adjusted to it.
Yeah.
But we've got all the trays, and for those that don't know the process,
yes,
you don't just get the film out and get a picture.
In this particular red and dark room, we have a participant who was with us last night who is making his final print. And with that, he's in front of an enlarger we've just put together this morning. We've got four enlargers in this room that came from the University of Exeter last week, Monday. Which we bought off them because they were throwing it out for obvious reasons. This is a redundant technology, but little do they know. Right, and here we have a radio, because the most important thing you need in a dark room is the radio, because if you're going to work in the dark, you've got to listen to music. And then developer, stop, fix, and water. And then a drying
machine. Say that again, because that's just taking me back.
It is.
Developer.
Developer, stop, fix, and water.
And one of the trays is red.
That's the stop tray.
Why is the stop tray a different colour?
It's just to help people distinguish that to the right is developer and to the left is water, so you know your order, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And you watch it, and at a certain point when that's the image you want, you've got to stop the process.
Exactly. And it is that. You've gone out onto the street, you've captured something random, you've actually become attached to it for whatever reason. It's become now a memory that you cherish, and you want to make sure that memory is sort of reproduced in a way that you think reflects almost your personality. And it's a sort of something that needs to be said about the enlargers we have in this room. Each enlarger is from a different part of the world, and it all carries an accent from that part of the world. So the LPL enlargers from Japan, uber precise. The De Vere 203 is a British enlarger. I mean, look at the construction and the engineering on that. The Durst is Italian. It's very fanciful. And the Czechoslovakian enlarger, which is... And these were sort of the great stalwarts of photography in Europe. And I think it's a beautiful thing that they all come together as one sort of trans-Euro darkroom.
Now, this is... We could speak for hours on this. I'm loving it. But let's cut to the chase. Those people who are interested, what can they... I think the workshops are all basically full now,
The workshops are now full. And what we'd like people to do is just to come by on the weekend and have a look at what the workshops captured.
So remind us, where are we again? Because we're right near the Dome, aren't we?
We are right near the Dome, right opposite the Dome, in fact, at 114 Church Street. And we're just a small little pop-up gallery. Managed to sort of build a small darkroom in the basement and build a gallery upstairs, or what will become our workshops become a gallery by the end of the week. And it's just a chance to sort of see what photographic seeing can give you, you know, making tangible prints and sticking them on a wall. And by the end of it all, I think we're just going to mothball everything. If anyone needs any developing tanks or anything else, well, you can pretty much have what we don't use.
I'm standing here quite inspired, so I might seek you out on another occasion.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've still got 10 or 20 rolls of films. I'm more than happy for people if they have their own cameras and, you know, they just maybe sort of feel like, oh, nah, I'd like to give it a go. Then, yeah, come by. I'll give you a roll of film and, you know, there's a tank and you can watch a YouTube video and figure it out. But we're all here to help. Everyone's sort of interested in photography, and as that day goes on, more people from Brighton come in and start contributing, and, you know, we start to help each other out in terms of printing and, you know, just producing ideas on paper.
Thank you so much for your time and your inspiration.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you in peace now, because you've got other people arriving for the next
wave
session.
Come in.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Seriously,
Eddie Ochere there talking to me, and he probably could have had to push me out of that darkroom had there not been another group booked in. It wasn't the smell of the chemicals, it was the memories coming back of lovely days developing the old black and white pics.
Are you sure? Because I thought you were a bit weird when you arrived at the studio tonight. I figured it must have been the chemicals. That's a great story. I mean, it's nice to hear someone who's an analogue geek as well. He loves his records too, obviously.
So passionate. And he's keenness to share that passion with people and to say, look, let's give this a go. And there were people when I arrived there who were putting their photos and selecting their photos from the workshop that had just happened this afternoon. And clearly, and then, you know, looking at the negatives, holding them up to the light and picking which shot. And it just, things take time, and beautiful things sometimes take time. And that was, it suddenly remembered that joy of photography, not being snap, 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 snap. Oh, that one's no good, that one's, I'll have that one. It's a creative process. It was great.
Sounds terrific, actually, and he's inspired me, because I love analogue photography. Once I went and took some photos around Brighton with some expired colour film, and then I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll stick it in the laundrette. So I stuck it in a plastic bag, took it down to the laundrette, put it in with my washing, and I went down to Jessop's, and we had two Jessop's in Brighton, and I said, oh, I just stuck that through the laundrette. They said, we're not going to develop that. You might break our machines. So I kind of went away with my tail between my legs, and I went off to the other Jessop's in town and just stuck it in. I didn't break their machines. Not surprising. And they went bust, is it? So anyway, analogue photography sums up to that. So where can we see Eddie? And also, it's all taking place this weekend. So the workshops at the moment, all sold out. So, but you can see the results of the workshops. I'm rummaging through the festival programme now.
It's at the Bright Room in the gallery that's... it's a small pop-up gallery at 114 Church Street. It's that one just opposite the entrance to the Dome.
It changes...
exhibitions on a regular basis there and has some interesting stuff going on. So that's there at 114 Church Street, opposite the Dome. And yeah, pop in and see the black and white photos. And like me, maybe get inspired and think, I've still got that old camera. Can you still buy film? Yes, you can. Let's do it.
Hey, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. for that one.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.